The gypsy moth is a native to Europe and Asia. It was brought to Bedford, Massachusetts in 1869 by a French astronomer interested in developing a new strain of silk moth resistant to disease. Experts believe several moths then escaped from his laboratory. Deborah Abbott with the Ohio Department of Agriculture says since then, the gypsy moth population has exploded.
For 130 years, we've been trying to control these pests, and to no avail. They've gone as far south as North Carolina, as far north into Canada, and they're marching through Ohio right now.
Last year, the moths, in their larval stage, ravaged Ohio forests. According to Abbott, the gypsy moth caterpillars ate the leaves from nearly 24,000 acres of trees. And in Michigan, gypsy moths attacked 97,000 acres. Ohio State University entomologist Dan Herms says the 2-inch-long, dark-colored caterpillars with red and blue spots hatch from egg masses this time of year, then move into the canopy of host trees to feast.
They eat the leaves on more than 100 species of trees, which can completely defoliate the tree over large areas, and this can weaken and even kill trees if the tree happens to be defoliated 2 or 3 years in a row.
Agriculture departments have a variety of weapons in their arsenal to control gypsy moths, but there is really nothing that will entirely wipe them out. Ohio Agriculture Department spokeswoman Abbott says one method that has been useful to control them is spraying a naturally occurring substance called BT.
That's a bacterial insecticide. It's safe enough to be used by organic farmers. And it's sprayed out of an airplane. The airplane flies at treetop level and coats the tree leaves with the substance. The caterpillar, as he eats, ingests it. And basically, in layman's terms, it gives him a stomach ache and he stops feeding.
Ohio Agriculture Department officials, meanwhile, are trying to stop the gypsy moth from reaching Indiana by using a different method. They're dropping pheromone flakes on the forest canopy. These sticky, plastic, laminated flakes contain chemicals produced by the moth. They are dropped in mid-June to confuse the male moth, leaving him unable to find the flightless female and mate. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Natalie Walston.